This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number two. You can call in and join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And changing gears here a little bit, instead of talking about facial recognition, let's talk about some, well, welfare recipients.
Ah.
Poor people. Farmers.
Oh, no, I thought you meant poor people. That's welfare.
Well, farmers, they get something that is very similar to the welfares. There's all kinds of subsidies where they get paid not to grow certain things. They get subsidized extra for growing other things and then not actually selling it on the open market. But in this case, some farmers are not happy with Donald Trump. The story here from Politico says farm groups are going on the offensive with a multi-million dollar advertising and advocacy campaign against President Donald Trump's tariffs just days after the administration rolled out a $12 billion bailout for farmers that are being harmed by the implementation of Donald Trump's tariffs and trade war.
So here we go, folks. This is what you get. This is the world of not necessarily tariffs, economics, or anything else, but this to me is crony capitalism. So when anybody has the ability to, you know, a bad government program comes along and it's going to cost somebody some money, if you have enough money to pay for enough lobbyists and make enough campaign contributions and grease the right wheels, guess what? You're going to get out of it. And I don't want to disparage all farmers out there. It's a rigged system, and most farmers today have lived their whole life in a rigged system.
Right.
But I tell you, and maybe I'll share this. It was a post. I come from a really agricultural area. I come from the middle of nowhere, Daryl. You know that?
Yep.
Middle of BFE. I guess that's how I could say it. But it was
farming emptiness.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's the radio-friendly version.
But it was just a little note from, you know, somebody who I know who is, you know, her husband's a farmer. They're a farming family and kind of calling out CBS Morning News on a story that they did. And maybe we'll talk about that after you get into this story a little
bit.
Yeah,
and we'll jump into this after we go to the Discord where we've got Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. Before I get to my subject, I wanted to mention, put in a shameless plug for the EAA Air Venture. I'm at the Air Venture Convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I brought my helicopter up here. It's the largest aviation event of its sort.
Nice. And this is the helicopter that you built?
Well, I didn't buy it. It's a home built, but I bought it already finished.
Ah, okay. But, so you didn't actually do the building.
Right.
Okay. You have a lot of faith in it.
There's over 10,000 aircraft up here. There's people that, I mean, there's a huge number of people that come to this. There's displays. There's everything you can imagine up here if it has to do with aviation.
Yeah, it's
everything
really
from powered gliders up to military aircraft. So it's all here.
I remember reading stories about, like, experimental aircraft, because I never really understood exactly what makes something experimental and why you
just
would ever want to.
Home built.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, basically, you slap the word experimental on anything, and it's an experimental aircraft.
Yeah, but you find out how big an event Oshkosh is for the aviation community, and it's pretty impressive. But go ahead with your call.
Yeah. Well, back to the Innocence Project. I was looking at this. Darn, now I lost it on my phone. Jordan Brown, convicted 9 years ago. He was an 11-year-old kid arrested and convicted for murder of his father's pregnant fiance. And you look at this case, and it was absolutely absurd. Because there were two possible solutions to this problem. Either somebody came in the house after him and his sister, stepsister, left for school and shot her in the back of the head with a shotgun, or the kid, before he went to school, went upstairs to the bedroom, grabbed the shotgun, went to this other room where she was, and the shotgun shells were in the bureau with the TV on it that she was watching, and he took one of the shotgun shells out of the bureau while the girls, ladies watching the TV, loaded it into the gun, shot her in the back of the head, cleaned the gun up, put it back where it was to begin with, and then went off to school with his stepsister. Now, that's the crazy story
right. That
they used to convict this poor 11-year-old kid. This is an 11-year-old kid. It goes to show how ridiculous the Gunerman Goon Squad is when they want to get a conviction.
Yeah.
Who would even dream this kind of a thing up? And finally, when he's 20 years old, I guess, they finally managed to get this conviction reversed. And, of course, his father was one of the ones trying to get the conviction reversed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the father's fiance who was shot. So,
right. I just kind of...
The poor kid, he's had his whole childhood stolen from him.
Right. And I can't help but imagining what it would be like to sit on that jury. I mean, who...
It was not a jury. It was a juvenile... Something.
Some sort of juvenile court, so it was just the judge, and that was it?
It says that he was adjudicated delinquent, meaning guilty, in a juvenile court. But then how was he arrested as an adult if he was adjudicated delinquent in a juvenile court? The whole thing just stinks. I mean,
right. You
see something like this and you just get angry. You just want to hit somebody. You know, it's just awful.
What's this kid's name again?
Something Brown.
Jordan Brown. Jordan Brown, okay.
Jordan Brown, yep. Exonerated of the 2009 murder. And this is why I support Innocence Project. I'm glad Daryl's doing this run, and I've donated some money to him, and I'll probably donate some more money before the event actually happens.
Excellent, thank you.
I'm a big supporter of the Innocence Project, and I see, because... There's been some kind of studies done, you know, and they can't come up with exact figures because there's just no way to know.
Right.
But the best estimates that criminologists can come up with is between 2% and 5% of all convictions are innocent people. Well, 2% of 100, that's two people.
Right. Yeah.
And look how many thousands are in prison. If you take that lower number, 2%, that's a ton of people in prison that shouldn't be there.
I think now there's somewhere around 2 million people sitting in prisons across the United States.
Yeah. And it's absurd. And the reason that there's so many innocent people in prison is because they've lowered the bar regarding what can be used for evidence against somebody.
Yep.
They've lowered the bar as to what people can bring up in their own defense. They've really slanted the table against the defendant and for the state.
Oh yeah.
And they tie the hands of the defendant and don't let him bring up anything that he really wants to bring up or that the lawyer wants to bring up, and then the state is allowed to bring in everything under the sun, and even when they've got evidence that they've obtained through dirty means, you know, the fruit of the poison tree and all that. They've thrown all that out the window. This fruit of the poison tree, it used to be a thing 20, 30,
right.
40, 50 years ago. It's not a thing anymore.
And
there is no more poison tree because they just take everything.
No
matter how dirty and filthy it is, they take it and throw it in front of the jury and say, well, it's not in our hands. We didn't decide it. The jury decided it. Well, the jury decided it based on your crappy evidence that was manufactured or... otherwise tainted.
I think it's going to get easier for the government to do with technology, too, because they can find, quote unquote, a suspect any way they want, and then they can just tailor their evidence to fit what they find, and that's scary.
Yeah.
Gene, thank you. Thanks, for man. The call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, you are free to call in and talk to us live about whatever is on your mind. And of course, we bring things to the table, and we'll jump back into one of those things here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Zencash, which, as of the last time I pulled up node counts, which was actually last night, it appears as though Zencash might actually have more nodes than Ethereum. Last night they were like 100 secure nodes higher than what Ethereum has for nodes. And Zencash itself is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes approaching 14,000, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash recently rolled out Supernodes. No, supernodes aren't a node that you put a cape on. It's a node that you stake more Zen into. And these supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. The supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the Zencash network. And the official Zencash wallet is available in multiple languages and from multiple outlets. Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com. So let's jump, I was going to say, back into the article from Politico, but we barely scratched the surface. So let's jump into the article. Again, farm groups are going on the offensive with a multi-million-dollar ad and advocacy campaign against President Donald Trump's tariffs just days after the administration announced a rollout of a $12 billion bailout for farmers who were being harmed by the tariffs. The launch of the campaign also comes as Trump is expected in Iowa and Illinois, apparently. He was there today, where he is likely to reassure farmers growing increasingly anxious over trade retaliation that has targeted soybeans, pork, and other major farm commodities. Brian Kuhl, executive director for Farmers for Free Trade, which is organizing the ad campaign, says agriculture is a giant and it takes a while to wake it up. And when it wakes up, you better watch out. The nonprofit group, which is backed by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the major commodity groups like the National Pork Producers Council, is investing $2.5 billion in the four-month campaign aimed at showcasing how the tariffs are causing pain among U.S. farmers and manufacturers because of Trump's trade policies. The centerpiece of the campaign is an ad set to run on Fox News, CNBC, and CNN, and in local television and radio markets in Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The ad calls out a July 19th remark by White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, in which he called the impacts on tariffs, quote, a rounding error. The ad says the American farmers and factory workers are not a rounding error. The organization will also deploy digital and print advertising as well as town hall events starting during the August congressional recess to get the attention of lawmakers back in their home states and home districts. China, Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and other major trading partners have hit the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs responding to Trump's tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. China also responded to a separate tariff action targeting Beijing for policies the administration says have led to theft and the forced transfer of valuable U.S. technology. Trump has threatened to up the ante with tariffs on imports of automobiles and auto parts, which would likely invite even tougher retaliation on U.S. agricultural producers. Now, Chris, do you want to explain how tariffs work?
God, no. But at a very high level, I'll do my best and we'll probably
Because it's something that people have heard the term tariffs before, but I don't think
most people really understand how a tariff works.
Yep. So basically, in a free market, you would start out with zero tariffs.
And right. That means so let's say that
I'm going to sell you
I'm a foreign country.
Yep.
And you're America.
Yep. And let's say that I need wheat and you need steel.
Yep.
Just for an example. And at zero tariffs, we both get a pretty good deal on that. But let's say that, you know, Daryl starts producing wheat, you know, even though I've been his biggest seller to yep. him of that. And he starts to sell it to other countries and he's starting to take my market share. And more to the point, Daryl's not buying any wheat from me. And if you were to be retaliatory, you might say, you know what? Fine. If Daryl tries to sell his wheat over here, we're going to slap him with 25% tariff. Whatever the price of wheat is per pound, add 25% of that. And we're going to do it because we're the government.
So then I'm spending 25% more to ship my stuff to you?
Well, what that means is, and here's the reality of it. This is supposed to hurt Daryl for doing this dastardly thing.
Right. So
you're more efficient.
Charging me like a 25% fee to put things on a boat and send it to your ports.
Yeah. You're going to have to pay that. But who pays that? It's not government that does that.
Not Daryl that pays that.
No. What it's going to be is consumers who pay that.
Right. So it's not a 25% fee to Daryl.
No.
For you unloading the stuff in your port.
No.
It's the consumer that winds up having to pay that 25%. Daryl doesn't.
Because all of a sudden.
Lose that money.
Right. All of a sudden, you know, because I've imposed this 25% tariff on Daryl, well, suddenly my cost of flour goes up. You know, it may not go up full 25%. Maybe goes up. You know, 20%, maybe it's 30%. Just depends because economies are complex. So who knows what's going to happen? And
right, and I may not sell as much wheat. I might sell the same amount of wheat.
Right, or you may find new markets for your wheat.
Right.
You may go to somebody you've never sold wheat to and, hey, you know, get a load of what Chris is doing over there. I can give you a great deal on wheat because now I have more than I did before.
Right.
So I can give you a better deal than I could have last week. And this is the insanity. When we talk about free markets, we mean markets unencumbered by government interference. That's all it means. It means that, no, we don't sit back in Washington and say you need to add 25% to this product unless they buy more cars or they drop a tariff that they have on us. It's a perversion of free markets. And that's what we oppose. Now, I come from a slightly unique position in that so many of my friends growing up are from an agricultural area. And I'm telling you, I've gone on to government websites to see what individual farms, friends of mine's families have made with subsidies, because you can find that stuff out. Or through government grants.
Right.
I think $2 million a year for like a family of two or three. And they're getting that money from the federal government. I want those guys to give me a call tonight, and I've put that out there on Facebook.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Who has the only raw, living, whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab-tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA-registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
USA Radio News.
The president is in Granite City, Illinois, where he is celebrating the expected return of 800 American steel jobs.
We need steel plants. And to see an old, big, monster plant like this reopening That is an honor. And I look at the faces of you people. I could be one of you. I could be one of you.
The government has until 6 o'clock Eastern time to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nelson said there is one thing we have to remember when reuniting kids and parents.
In the midst of the plan, as we had these intervening court cases, and it's really impossible to, for folks to maybe fully recognize this, we really want to protect the children.
There will be around 900 children who won't be reunited with their parents as they have either serious criminal records or have already been deported without their children. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. It's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. But I understand maybe you're a little shy and you don't want to talk to, you know, however many people are listening right now.
Billions.
Potentially.
Trillions.
That's not even possible. There are not trillions of people.
No, but our radio waves from our 195-plus stations are being broadcast out into the universe, so God knows plus, how many people could be listening.
Plus, internet archives last, you know,
right.
In perpetuity, in theory.
Extrapolate this.
And, you know, like
quadrillions.
And a couple thousand years, people will find this mysterious thing, and they're like, we don't understand their language, but it sounds so interesting.
Right.
But if you don't want to interact in real time, we do have forums that you can interact with, and it's real time when you're typing, but, you know, people aren't necessarily responding immediately. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com. And yes, several of the hosts are also participants in the forums there. Forum.freetalklive.com. So let's jump back into this article about Trump's absolutely insane idea here of let's impose some tariffs, and I realize that other countries are going to impose retaliatory tariffs. So you know what, farmers? Because I like you.
And who doesn't like farmers? Because, you know, like, they grow food and everybody likes food.
Right.
So to help you out, because you got harmed by my bad economic decisions here, here's $12 billion.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened. Trump made some bad decisions that caused other people to retaliate. And, oh, wait, some people are getting harmed, so here's money. This is exactly what Harry Brown described in, I think, 1996, when he said the government is good at one thing. It knows how to break your leg, hand you a crutch, and say, see, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't be able to walk.
Yeah. And that's it in a nutshell. I mean, and so often, you know, government programs beget more bad government programs. And, you know, here we are, you know, evidently we're in such dire straits trade-wise, and that's just a moving number. Every country on the planet is always going to have a trade surplus or a trade deficit with some other country.
Right, and you can't. Everybody listening to my voice right now has a trade surplus and a trade deficit with someone.
Yes, that's just how it works.
And Aldi's have never purchased anything from me. Walmart has never purchased anything from me.
It's a trade deficit. We need to put some sanctions on the, I need a 25% tariff on Walmart.
I've got a trade deficit with you.
You do, I'm happy to say.
Although I do still have a gift card, so I don't know if that's a surplus or...
Dang, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But these are the types of things, and you'll hear a lot of us on Free Talk Live will occasionally bring up Austrian economics or classical economics or classical liberalism. This is the ideas that have been popular for hundreds of years until we get this Keynesian economic theory. And the Keynesian theory supports this kind of, you know, warlike back and forth between nations, and you have to, somehow there's a way to make economies that involve billions of actors doing billions of things in their own best interest. There's some way to manage all that and just make it work. The right. Austrian school says, no, you can look at the effects of it, and you can keep your mitts off of it. That's the best thing you can do.
Right.
So as we talk about this stuff, that's what comes to mind. And this is just another case of government needs to stop interfering. What we should have done with the Chinese is said, you know what? We still have some lingering tariffs. Let's drop ours. Hey, I'll tell you what. We'll take the first step. We're going to drop our tariffs against your steel. How about dropping your tariffs against our cars? You willing to do that? No? Okay, well, we'll put them back to where they were. But if you ever want to drop them, that's a good thing. Because free trade is what benefits everyone.
Right. And I saw a headline earlier today. I forget what washing machine company apparently wound up. Whirlpool.
Yeah.
Apparently wound up getting hit pretty hard where, you know, like some of their stock went down because of these tariffs that they got hit with. Because I forget if it was the tariff that another country imposed or one that the U.S. imposed, and I'm not able to find the article right now.
Right.
But, you know, that's how these things work. Again, the tariff is not against the other country.
No.
It's not against the producers of the product in the other country. The tariff, much like a sales tax,
yes,
is paid by you,
the end user, the consumer. So even if it's a, you know, but the thing is you're going to have...
It might be collected at the wholesale level.
Right.
But that gets passed on to you because that's just built into the overhead.
Absolutely. It gets built into the cost, built into the price. Now, and that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be some winners out of this. So in an early analysis...
Central planning is picking winners and losers.
Right. So in the case of the steel and aluminum, you know, tariffs that went into effect, and that's what, you know, those are things that are going to affect somebody like Whirlpool. They use lots of steel.
Right.
They use lots of aluminum and things like that. But, you know, one of the early analysis, I'm going to fudge some numbers here, but you're going to get the gist of what I'm saying, is that while, you know, you may see a 10 to 15% increase in employment in the steel and aluminum industries, again, picking a winner,
you're going to see 10 times that number of unemployment in other industries that are dependent upon steel. You know, so you've right. got this one very small population that may have donated very heavily to re-election campaigns or political action committees or whatever. They get taken care of, but everybody else gets the shaft. So think massive unemployment when you start talking about tariffs. Right. That is a result.
That there was the one company in Pennsylvania that makes kegs.
Right. Yeah.
Where they wound up having to lay off, was it one-third or two-third of their staff?
One-third. The only remaining keg manufacturer in the United States. Everything else has gone overseas.
Yeah.
He's laying off one-third of his staff. Unless,
and I think he said that he might have to lay off up to two-thirds.
Right.
Because of, you know, all of the damage that's going to be done from his cost going up.
Right. Another example would be the nail manufacturer. They make nails.
Yeah.
Who was basically the only way they said that they could survive was they have to get lower cost labor. So they're contemplating moving all their operations to Mexico.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have a tariff. There's no tariff levied against them, so they can sell to America, do hand over fist business.
That's part of that 100 some odd page free trade agreement. A free trade agreement should be shorter than the sentence explaining what a free trade agreement is.
Exactly. But here's a case where, okay, if this company moves down to Mexico, which is not affected by tariffs, suddenly they're competing against U.S.-made nails, which are higher in cost because of the tariffs,
right?
And against Chinese-made nails, which are 25% higher because of the tariffs.
Right.
So why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I take all my jobs down to Mexico? Because this means success. This is like a gravy train.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you, dear listener? These are the kinds of games that are being kicked around, and it's just... It's wrong. It's wrong to do.
Story from CNN. In January, when Trump announced tariffs on imported washing machines, CEO Mark Bitzer from Whirlpool said, "This is without a doubt a positive catalyst for Whirlpool." But the Trump administration didn't stop there and imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum, sending raw material prices skyrocketing. That has raised costs for Whirlpool by $350 million. There's more on that, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Specifically, that Save at Purse is now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH, directly through the site. When Save at Purse first launched, they were taking Bitcoin, BTC, directly through the site, and sometime later they added Shapeshift integration that allowed people to convert other cryptocurrencies into Bitcoin. Well, they recently got rid of the Shapeshift integration, but added the second option here of Bitcoin Cash, BCH. And SaveItPurse.com, it's a great website. You go there, you can buy the things that you were going to buy from Amazon anyway, but you wind up saving money anywhere from 5 to 33%. And again, you do use cryptocurrency, either Bitcoin, BTC, or Bitcoin Cash, BCH, because they're now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH, directly through the site, SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Ron calling in from California. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, thank you. I've been working with students who've had a few questions, and you bring up free trade, you bring up all the imports. There have been some question about some medications coming out of China that weren't necessarily good, but the focus that we were talking about with the students at their knowwhatsinit.org project, they wanted to know what all the imports and free trade, when they bring in food that's said to be organic, when there's no way with the enormous amount of product being brought in that the government can actually test the all that comes in. And why don't we have greater testing for the products that come in as we do for products that are called organic in the U.S.? Well, how can we have such an input of products that can't possibly be tested? We don't have the manpower,
right,
or the testing equipment to do so.
Exactly, because government really sucks when it comes to guaranteeing anything is safe. So I look at the Food and Drug Administration, and, you know, it's a prime example of that. Every single pill that has ever been found to kill someone or kill hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people was first certified as being safe and effective for use in humans. So, yeah, so you're going to rely on government to inspect and verify the authenticity of organic food? I would say, are you crazy? Are you nuts? They're the last people we would want to do that. You're right. They're overworked. They're understaffed.
Go to a supermarket, sir, and it says organic, and then you go and you get something that isn't, and it lists what's on the product, but they don't list what's at the lower level than what is regulated, so you're still getting a consumption and bioaccumulating that in your body, and over decades, that bioaccumulation of those hazardous substances can affect you with some disease or even cancer.
Potentially, yep. So I would suggest that you might want to look into, and this would be a good thing for your students to look into, would be blockchain, B-L-O-C-K-C-H-A-I-N, and food supplies. There's a, and basically it's the same technology that is used in Bitcoin, where you can create a immutable ledger, something that cannot be messed with, and once things are written, they can be done. But there are a lot of blockchain projects out there to address this very thing. How do you verify the authenticity of something from basically farm to table? And is there a way that a particular piece of fruit or, you know, a particular, you know, harvest of wheat could be verified and then tracked through the whole supply chain? It's a kind of a neat idea, and this is designed to address specifically what you're talking about.
So just did a quick Google search.
Because, of course, it would require that whatever you brought in had to be tested. So you would have to go through a process no matter where it came from because, you know, when you produce an organic farm and you're across the street literally from a non-organic farm, you have something called wind.
Absolutely. And you're always going to have that. How are we never going to have that?
Well, the only thing is you do indoor and you control it in bed planting, and a lot of that can be higher production yield than even open ground.
Right. But so, or grow your
own. I'd like to know more about this program you just said. Can I give you something offline where I can get something sent to me on it?
I will put you on hold.
Perfect.
And I will have the board op. Or you know what? Let me just give you my email address, daryl@freetalklive.com. Send me an email, and I will get some info from Chris and respond to your email. That work for you, Ron?
That works. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you the call. Let's go to Don calling in from Providence, Rhode Island. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, there's a site on human trafficking, Danielle Sattel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. It says 1387 WordPress. It's at the end of the picture of the hand over the glass videos that police admit. It says high school girl target for marketing, no longer agents of her own desire, but of his and hyper-aggressive gangsters. They dictate what we're to sing. Pre-arranged marriages they desperately wish to escape.
Hold on. You've said a lot of words there, but I don't think any of them were in the form of a sentence. So slow down and
three words. What's your topic?
Well, there's a site on human trafficking, Danielle, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. It says 1387 WordPress next to it, and there's a picture of a hand over glass. It's interpreted at the end of the hand over glass. It's pretty concerning. It says high school girls targeted for...
Hold on. So what's the point of having a hand over some glass? Like, you're throwing out these things.
He just repeated exactly what he said the first time. So I would wager that...
In the end of the hand over the glass video. And it seems
right. No, you're saying the same thing. Thank you for the call. None of that was a coherent thought.
I just wonder what he was... Yeah, I have no clue.
I don't know.
I have no clue whatsoever. Sometimes we get those calls. Sometimes they're fun. Sometimes it's more fun just to try to figure out what the heck they're talking about.
Chris, to follow up on what you mentioned about blockchain and food.
Yeah.
A quick search. The first three things after the sponsored links, there's an article from New Food Magazine, How Blockchain Can Save Our Food, published May of this year. There's a PDF, downloadable PDF from
Future Food Tech NYC, blockchain and food security in the supply chain. Next is an article from Forbes, April of this year, three innovative ways blockchain will build trust in the food industry. Now, to go back and sort of answer part of the thing that I believe it was Ron from California, he was saying about, you know, it requires somebody to check something. Well, let's look at the electronic industry real quick.
Right.
To where if I flip my laptop over, there's going to, on a couple of different pieces, be a letter U with, I think, an L next to it inside of a circle, which means that this particular thing has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory as being compliant with whatever their regulations are. There's going to be a bunch of other little symbols as well, because there are several organizations that are recognized as doing good certification on electronics.
Right, right.
There could, in a free market, and I think there are a couple of these already in the food industry that certify things as better than organic, because as I understand it, organic food could have been sprayed with fertilizer almost immediately before being picked.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you bring that up, and that's what at least the Forbes article talks about a little bit, in how do you verify that product labeling is actually accurate. And there is a group called Where Food Comes From is the number one provider of certification and verification services for the food industry. This is from their website, so of course it sounds very nice. But
right.
But again, here you have a group that either, you know, at no charge or at some charge for people that they test for, verifies and certifies these things. So, you know, unless you grow it yourself, you're never going to be 100% sure.
But even if you grow it yourself, you might not be 100% sure.
Yeah, well, depending on where your seeds came from, depends on what's upwind, depends on where your water comes from. There's all sorts of things.
You know, even if there is some kind of fee on these things, just like there's a fee with Underwriters Laboratory, if that marking on your label is valuable, people are going to pay to wind up getting that.
And you will sell your stuff to Whole Foods.
People like saying that they're a member of the Better Business Bureau because that means something.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.